Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer dictating an endoscopy report on patient Janice Robert, date of birth 2/2/1967, date of procedure October 19th, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer. Do you have a referring physician? Is Dr. Cadet, procedure performed is colonoscopy, number one, and number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies, indication, screening for colon cancer, heartburn, dysphagia, hematemesis, nausea, vomiting, screening for colorectal cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in a left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulge, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflexy was obtained at the cardiac period, or resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectum exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the what was presumed to be the cecum, which was difficult to identify given a large amount of stool in the colon. Period. Examination was made as best as possible through the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. The Boston Bowel Prep score was 4, 1-1-2. Period. The bowel prep was poor, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal and mid portion of the esophagus appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE. Period. The distal esophagus showed findings of a small mucosal break consistent with LA grade A reflux esophagitis. Biopsies were obtained from the distal esophagus as well, period. Erosions were noted in the antrum of the stomach. Biopsies were obtained in the gastric body and gastric antrum separately to rule out H. pylori. There was noted to be a nodularity at the incisura. This did not appear submucosal. This was biopsied to obtain further histology. The duodenum was biopsied in the bulb and second portion to rule out celiac disease. It appeared overall unremarkable. In D2, there was a nodule that was biopsied with evidence of a clear and gelatinous material under the biopsy site. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. At colonoscopy, the prep was poor, period. The cecum was reached. There was no evidence of big masses or polyps noted within the constraints of the exam, with difficulty visualizing the underlying mucosa of solid stool debris noted throughout the right and transverse colon, period. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Anti-reflux precautions are explained. We'll prescribe omeprazole 20 milligrams daily to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, we'll need repeat colonoscopy in the next 1 to 2 months given poor prep period. We'll follow up on biopsies of the duodenal D2 nodule and reassess need for possible endoscopic ultrasound.